This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, the Treasury Department filled in details on its plan to strengthen the U.S. banking system. The key piece is a series of stress tests to reveal just how strong America's banks are. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner spoke with NPR's Adam Davidson about these tests, and Adam joins us now. Adam, this crisis has been going on for some time now, about a year and a half. The government has had regulators embedded in the country's biggest banks. How much more do they need to know about how healthy they are?
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to ask the Treasury Secretary. It is a bit odd for a crisis that started at least in 2007, the idea that the government still has more work to do to find out the state of the banks. I asked the Treasury Secretary, and he said, yes, you're exactly right, Melissa. There are bank examiners who've been looking over things for a long time.
You know, anybody running a major institution, any supervisor, systematically does things they call stress tests. It's sort of an integral part of what these banks do and what supervisors do. But what we want to do is to bring a more realistic, a more conservative, more consistent, forward-looking assessment so that we are confident that these institutions are going to have the resources necessary to withstand a more challenging economic environment. And to do that, we're going to make sure that they have support from the government in terms of capital from the government where that is necessary.
Well, it sounds like the Treasury Secretary there is hoping these tests show the banks are in good shape. But what happens if they're not, Adam? What can the government do to make the banking system stronger?
Well, the way I put it to the Treasury Secretary is that the banks have suffered losses. We do know that. And perhaps the stress test will reveal a sense of how many losses they've suffered and how those losses will be compounded by a worsening economic situation as this recession deepens. So if you think of the U.S. government as needing to find a way to fill in those losses, there's only so many places the money can come from, and the Treasury Secretary and the President and Ben Bernanke sort of have to decide who's got to pay. Isn't there basically three buckets of money: shareholders, debt holders, and taxpayers? And you've basically got to pour the money out of one of those buckets. You got to pick, and it seems like we're picking the taxpayer.
You mean no? That's not. I don't think that's right. What we're trying to do is to make sure that we solve the crisis at least cost to the taxpayer with the best gain in terms of getting credit flowing again and the system stronger for the future.
And Adam, what's the plan if the banks are in bad shape?
Well, this was what was, I got to say, frustrating talking to the Treasury Secretary. And I am sympathetic. He knows that he says the slightest word and we put it on National Public Radio and it has the potential of hurtling the stock market down mm-hmm. or causing all sorts of panic. So he was very much on message. In fact, our producer, Katie Dunn, who was recording the interview because I'm in New York talking to him on the phone, said that there was a press aide next to him scribbling notes and handing them to him, and then he'd repeat the notes, she said, making absolute sure he was 100% on message. Outside of the government, in the world of economists and market analysts, there's a vigorous debate. And as you know, one of the big words we keep hearing is nationalization. And there is a growing number of people who think that that is absolutely necessary. And that's where we're headed, that the U.S. government is going to have to take over some big banks. There are other people who disagree. What struck me is in this conversation, Secretary Treasury Geithner refused to even use the word nationalization. He talked about the other strategy and made very clear that is not his strategy.
It dare not speak its name.
It dare not speak its name, exactly.
NPR's Adam Davidson, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And to hear our entire interview with Secretary Geithner, go to our Planet Money podcast at npr.org/money.